has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the first to arrive?
No, Marco's on.
Okay. Then we can begin.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I believe we're at Pasuk 283 in section 20. Am I correct?
I think so. I have those two, 282.
Very good. So, L'shem Yichud, good Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urchim, Leakta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Lohino, Elena Maseya, Deno Kurene, Elena Maseya, Deno Kurenehu. We are in the Slam Commentary on the Zohar, section 20, Pasuk 283. Ushban atvoti matan v'shitzerei, Sivan, Yeser Amiran, Begim Deha Shema, Damatan, Leshit Serei Hatvan, Udlatin, Utrain, Shevilin, Deit Kalilan, Beya, Amatan, Bearbain, Utmanya, Shaifin de Gufa. The translation. The number of the letters in the 72 names adds up to 216. Each name has three letters. 3 times 72 equals 216. This name of the 72 names is the secret and most sublime mystery. It is the essence of the Torah, and it is included in the 22 letters and the 10 sayings. Their numerical value is 32, which is also the secret of the 32 paths of wisdom. Therefore, this name is composed of 216 letters and 32 paths, which total 248 together. And these are the 248 parts of the body. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Commentary by Bracha. Verse 283 is explaining the basic outline structure upon the 72 holy names of Hashem. Blessed be He, our Holy One that is imprinted upon man's energetic spiritual body grid, referred to as the 248 body parts. This is how our connection energetically and spiritually is united with our Creator. Blessed be He, our Holy One, to our life, spiritual energy soul within the physical body garment. This is the hidden secret, oblivious to the physicality state of man, when his spiritual consciousness is in a dormant state, until awakened from heaven above, decreed by our Creator. Blessed be He. This is man's blueprint on the beauty beheld upon his or her divine connection to our Creator's light. Blessed be He. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, after our conversation yesterday about the word secret, and it's again in this pasuk, and I did look in the Sukkot service, and it was on page 24. And the English is referring to it as the secret and the most sublime mystery, so I'm wondering if the connection is to this verse.
Well, you'll need to remind people of the conversation.
Well, the word secret came up, and I had made the comment that during Sukkot that I noticed a page, although usually I follow in the Hebrew, but I tried once a week to at least read it in English, and I happened to notice the word secret, but I didn't remember what page, and I had planned to ask the question and answer class, but we had two hurricanes and left, and I've had a sick husband, and so I kind of forgot about it. Until the word secret popped up. I don't remember last week what brought it up. Maybe it was back around, well, once we started the 72 name. And it brought my memory back to that incident in the Sukkot booklet, and that I had forgotten about the question. And I said over the weekend I would check the booklet. And I do have it in the other room. I was listening to a presentation a while ago for the last 30 minutes from a person from our synagogue that was doing a presentation on his father as an Italian resistance leader and all the things that he went through during the Holocaust. And so I did not go back in the other room to pick up the Sleek Coat booklet. But I know there are many, many secrets to the Torah. But I think the idea that, or the timing, that it came back to my memory and is appearing in these verses make me ask the question, could that be what was being referred to? I can go get the booklet. Or we can wait till tomorrow. I know it's on page 24 because when I checked it on Shabbat, I reread it and I came across the word. It was the word Siddhat.
I don't remember being familiar with the booklet you're referring to, so it would be better to read it so I know what the booklet is.
Well, it's the Coat commentary that you did with us every day. In Hebrew during the 3 weeks. About KabbalahFord.com. I know which one I'm talking about. It's 38 pages.
Donna, I probably do, but I don't. I'm off the top of my head right now. So you're saying it's on the Yeshem website?
Oh, yes, but you know, I printed it many years ago, so I don't go back to the website.
It would still be there, so I'll take a look
there.
At it. I'll take
there.
A look at it and discuss it tomorrow.
Okay, and I'll make sure I have it with me tomorrow.
Okay. But let's stay focused on this verse, because the secret is the most sublime mystery. And then it says it's the essence of the Torah. So what is the essence of the Torah? There are many people who have different opinions as to what is the essence of the Torah.
Before I said everything I said, if I would have guessed what is the secret, I would have thought that what would have come to my mind was the idea of the Brit, the covenant with Hashem.
Okay.
And mainly because of the studies from the Zohar that we've done on Abraham and how even his whole essence changed after the covenant.
And that was the
Torah portion, you know, this past weekend.
The deepest element of the Brit is the removal of the Satan. Because the opening in the body that is represented by the male sex organ, that opening is where Satan can receive the greatest amount of light, because that's where we're children. It's a connection to the children and the revelation of the light of the souls. So the foreskin, which is literally represents Satan in the physical world. And so when you remove it, you are removing Satan from the life of that child. Obviously, the Satan doesn't stay gone, but when the foreskin is left on, it's significantly more severe, the connection between that soul and Satan. So,
I like to carry it a little bit further than that, in that the whole marital intimacy. In the physical world is a picture of metaphor for our relationship with Hashem. You know, so it's all together. You know, it's all a unity.
Well said.
The spectacle so that you know there's not the spilling of the seed, it's in the right vessel and because we're not seeing that in today's world like we'd like to see it anyway, is why we have so many of the things that are going on today.
The 32 paths of wisdom is being added to the 216 letters to receive, get the 248 body parts. The 216 is the gematria of the word Gevura. And these 32 pathways is literally the flow of the flow of judgment to give the power to the essence of wisdom. Because wisdom, like ahava, like love, loving kindness, has no energy on its own. It needs the left column. It needs the desire in order to strengthen its actions. And that's what I think is being spoken of here.
Mm-hmm. And of course, strengthen is one of the definitions we associate with Gevura. In fact, it seemed like when I first started studying Kabbalah, that was the definition that was used more than judgment. It was stress. Lately it was more judgment. But I think of late, it's starting to be the combination and how it's necessary to get to the third middle column. Not third column, but middle column, which I think is a positive thing. I think maybe we're seeing some movement to redemption and to holiness. Or holiness, which will lead to redemption. Let me put it that way. Let me turn my words around. Are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking about this verse. It's just...
it's powerful. And there's a lot by Rabbi Eishlag which helps us a lot, I think.
Very true. The idea that the 32 paths of wisdom, which comes from the Sefer Yetzirah,
mm-hmm.
But that is the 22 Hebrew letters plus the 10 sayings, which are the Esser Dibrot. And then you have the 10 vowels, which takes you to the number 42. And the 42 is where creation is. But here, you know, without going into the vowels, you have 216 letters plus 22 letters plus the Esser Dibrot. And that is what connects, that is what is the why there are 248 parts of the body. Should we go on?
I'd like to read. Would you read the translation in English without Rabbi Ashlag's capital letters? You know, we do that occasionally.
Yes, it's an effective way of understanding how much he adds. Here it goes.
Before we leave the verse, I'd like to do that.
The number of letters adds up to 216. This name of the 72 names, this name of 72 is the secret and most sublime mystery. It is the essence of the Torah. And in the 22 letters and the 10 sayings. Therefore, this name is composed of 216 letters and 32 pathways, which total 248 together. And these are the 248 parts of the body.
And that was the way you explained it, so that was good. Thank you. I didn't catch the 10 sayings until we read it that time, even though you did say the 10 Esther DeGroat. I didn't notice the 10 sayings in the verse itself in English.
Understand. Does anybody else have any comments they'd like to mention on this verse?
I think I see it as the inner man, the inner man, not the inner light and the surrounding light is kind of what I'm picturing here.
Okay.
And this to me sounds like it's the inner light.
Yes. Yes. But the essence of the 72 names is control, whatever that means, which we need to talk about that. It's the essence of the control of the physical world. And that literally is the inner light. Because you can't control something without getting to the seed of it, to the root at a minimum. The root being Chokma, the seed being Keter. And so what the Esther DeGroat, the 10 utterances, is a connection to inner light also. The whole verse is referring to the inner light of the Torah.
Mm-hmm. And
one at a time, please.
Go ahead. When there's a blank space, it's hard to know who's there.
You can't raise your hands on the conference call.
I mean, I'll raise my hand, but you can't see it. Go ahead,
Mom. I consider each person, each human being, each soul is a walking Torah in itself. A walking essence of Hashem. Although sometimes we don't use all those essence properly.
Thank you. The essence of a person is their soul and the different levels of soul, and each one is deeper than the one before.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, did you want to say something?
Well, I was thinking that I thought I remembered you one time telling us that Esther DeGroat came or was in use before even the Shema, and that was possibly why you put it in as part of our pre-class prayers, I call them. And I had not heard that before until you had said it, but it was quite a while back, and I may not be remembering correctly.
Well, the pre-class prayers, and that's what they are, but they're really about drawing energy and connection. So, and it's an issue of limiting it to, because of time. Each class is an hour, and if I did everything that I wanted to do, it would the pre-class prayers, for lack of a better term, would last at least 30-35 minutes. So I try and limit it to 20 minutes, and depending on, you know, how quickly we get started is when I will do more or less based on that, because I just strive to keep it to 20 minutes, leaving, you know, two-thirds of the time for the subject of the class. So that's my thinking behind all of that. I know I'm probably the only teacher in all of the world that teaches a class that thinks the connection is more important than the material I'm teaching. But it is, because if you don't make the connection, your understanding of the material is going to be academic and very limited. So that's why I do what I do. And I know that the people in the class who are listening to the recordings, even afterwards, these are people who are energy sensitive. And if you're energy sensitive, you know that that's what's happening, because you feel the energy associated with those prayers.
And that's why I like to meet individually with each student that I recommend. I have them come, I give them a photo with the handouts that go with it, so they'll know what's going on for about 20 minutes and not be discouraged that, well, where's the class? And I found that to be very effective, because those persons are still with us, or with you.
With us, and I agree. I usually wait until the second or third class, and if they're still with us, then I explain it, but it's the same idea. Mm-hmm. Well, we are out of time, so we'll do this, the next verse, tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Shalom Gadol.
Okay, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.